From the Drum Team, this is Drum Weekly, and I'm your host, Pama Dayile. This week, we speak to South African female rapper Gigi LeMaine on her new album, Mermaids and Stuff. The award-winning rapper has come a long way from being the 16-year-old writing poetry and performing on small stages. She shares her journey of growth and healing with us and gives us insight into her spiritual calling and how it inspired the project.
My calling was discovered, I think I was about 11, but nobody was sure about what was happening with me until it started again about 2 years ago, where there were just a lot of things happening in my life. just a lot of strange physiological and spiritual things that were happening to me, things that started happening, things I started seeing. And of course, it was revealed to me that this is something that has been in my family for generations. And after that, I went last year. It was a quiet time to do so. I went and I passed for my calling outside of Johannesburg in a very remote area somewhere. And then I came back and I feel better than I've ever felt, actually. And it's crazy at how spirituality can heal us. My life before the calling was very empty. I always felt that there was a sense of purposefulness that I was not exploring. And I needed to know that side of me, you know. It just felt like there was something that I should have been doing that I wasn't doing. And intuitively, like, I was just so ahead of everybody else around me. I've always had a nurturing spirit. I thought it was about my star sign. I thought it was about so many other things. But, before then, I think I lived a very purposeless life. And afterwards, now I help people. I help people a lot. I see different things. I help people fix their adversities and what they're going through. So that sense of purposefulness feels absolutely amazing. After the calling, I had the biggest spiritual awakening. I had to leave a lot of things behind, some friends, even some family, and start a new journey that was about myself and everybody who understood and supported my journey. I found myself, learning that being alone is so important, meditating, understanding who you are, manifesting your dreams and your goals and your ambitions. And I've never felt better. My diet has changed a lot, so there are things that I don't eat anymore, which are not life-threatening at all. I live a very open and free life now. That is very much about being of service to people around me. So the title of the album is Mermaids and Stuff, and it obviously speaks to, my spiritual journey, the mermaid being a mystical creature. But I think the features were also very strategic in a spiritual sense, as well as in a social sense. We don't see many female artists featuring a lot of female artists as well. For me, Nadia Nakai is somebody people have wanted me to work with for the longest time, and I think with her and Ivy, we're just waiting for the time to be right and for one of us to approach the other, and I think that has happened. Shoma Jozi as well is such an icon for the album, and for young women across the world, really, who look up to Africa as a yardstick of creativity and music. Nomuzi as well. Muzli, people have wanted to hear me on a song with her. And of course, the boys, specifically boys who are delving into Afro beats and who would like to explore what African music would sound like on a global scale. So Manu World Skodar, Scooby Nero, Sheta, Rosarie from Tanzania as well. We've got Ify from Nigeria, Stanley and Al from Cameroon. Absolutely, absolutely amazing. And yeah, I'm just hoping that, it has a healing effect on a lot of people who decide to listen to the album. And there's something for everyone.
Thank you, Gigi, for speaking to us. And thank you for listening. Until next time.